good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we're visiting with Beth Earlbeck, and she is the Cass County Youth Coordinator. Good morning to you, Beth.
Good morning. Thanks for having me on.
You bet. Well, I know that there's a lot of science activities going on around the country, actually, but we want to talk about right here, right now, and you have a series called Why Science. So what's the next coming up in that one?
Yes. So we've done Why Science in the past. We're very fortunate to provide this opportunity for fourth through sixth graders in the Atlantic School District. And this semester, we're going to be starting it February 10th, and it's going to be focused on solar energy. So the youth involved in this program will learn about circuits and kind of how circuits work, and then we'll incorporate the solar side of it. So we'll actually incorporate a solar panel, and they'll be able to see the difference between a battery run circuit compared to a solar panel run circuit. And then throughout the semester, they'll build actually their own solar house. So they'll get to decorate it and kind of make it their own and build the circuitry for the house and apply that solar panel.
So does that mean you're really hoping there'll be some sunshine in February when they go through this process?
Well, yes, of course. I always want sunshine. We'll start with the solar panel probably in March and April. So hopefully we have the sunshine there. And we'll also do some experiments with the solar panel with natural light as well as artificial light, like the lights we have in our school and things.
Okay. Sounds very interesting. How are students kind of relating to this? How excited do they get? I mean, you know, this is like science in a book. No, this isn't in a book.
Oh, definitely not. You know, it's great to see the youth that participated, and I love hearing feedback from them. Last semester, we focused on food chemistry, and food is always, you know, something that interests me, but I wonder if it interests our fourth through sixth graders, and they loved it. They told me after that, you know, it's not like school because it's more hands-on, and that's the biggest thing we focus on. You're learning as you're doing, and so with the solar energy, it's going to be the exact same way. We're going to learn about circuits and how they run, but they'll actually be wiring their own circuits. And that's the cool thing about it, is actually doing it themselves and test and trial and error to see if it works and, you know, what works better this way or that way type of thing.
All right. Yes. And I think we really learn when we can do those hands-on kinds of things rather than trying to memorize something out of a book. Now, that's one kind of ongoing series, the Why Science, but you're working on another kind of science-related project.
Yes, so this semester we have an amazing opportunity. One of the providers for the grant material that we use for our science programs is putting on a KidWin Festival. And so it'll be a day in Atlantic on March 31st that schools from all around Southwest Iowa will send a team. And this year, it's focused on wind. And so we're putting together a group of fifth graders to work on wind and work on and build their own wind turbines. So they will meet once a week up until March 31st to learn about wind turbines and build their own, and then they'll actually compete on the day of the event. And then as well as on the day of the event, there'll be other activities. So they'll build a wind turbine out of usual household materials and things like that.
Okay, who can participate in this? I think sometimes we have to remind folks, you know, you're not the 4-H coordinator only. You're the youth coordinator, which involves, of course, many 4-H activities. But I assume this is for all beyond 4-H also.
Yes, this is open to anyone. It's focused in the Atlantic School District, but anybody, 4th through 6th grade, can participate in our Why Science program. And this year with our Wind Challenge, we're focusing on those 5th graders. So anybody that's in 5th grade is welcome to attend and be part of that team.
Okay, are you going to have a kind of a basic meeting? But you talked about teams. You know, if 35 kids show up, how are you going to do the teams?
So we will have right now the application is out to be a part of the Wind Challenge team. And it's a brief application, kind of why you want to be on the team, things like that. We're hoping to get 12 so everybody can participate. If we have more, we will try to make adjustments because we're limiting it. The reason we're limiting it is because we can only have so many attend the challenge. And so we don't want to have everybody go through the activities every week and then say, oh, sorry, you know, we can only take so many of you. So that's kind of why we're limiting it. But we're hoping to get a good interested group that is willing to go above and beyond.
I think both of these things that you've talked about, the Why Science and this wind challenge, are kind of ongoing. This is not a one-time event. These are activities that are kind of ongoing and building.
Yes, definitely. Our wind challenge will meet on Wednesday afternoons, and then our Y Science solar energy program will meet on Tuesday afternoons. And Y Science is open to those fourth through sixth graders, and we'll take as many as we can. We're only limiting the wind challenge because of the follow-up activity at the end.
Okay. Now, moving on, you know, we're looking ahead here. February is just around the corner, I mean, a few days away. And then it soon will be March. It just flies by. And you have something really fun coming up, I think, in March.
Yes, in March, we have our Mardi Gras event, which is basically a carnival for the community. So our 4-H clubs will get together, and each club will have an activity. So it'll be like maybe fishing or a duck pond or a crawl through tunnel type of thing. And the community can come in and participate in those activities and win prizes. So it's a lot of fun for our clubs to plan those and put those together, as well as it's fun for the community to come out and support the clubs, as well as have a good inexpensive afternoon of fun.
Yeah. Grandpas and grandmas, moms and dads, anybody come, and it's fun. I think even if you're not going to crawl through the tunnel yourself, you know, let's say you're a little beyond that, it's so much fun to see, especially little kids, go through it again and again.
Yes, yes. It's a lot of fun to see the different activities that the clubs put together, as well as, you know, the excitement of those attendees that, oh, look at that activity, let's go back and do this one, and let's do that one. So it's a lot of fun.
And what is the date for that?
The date for our Mardi Gras event is Sunday, March 15th.
And I assume that will be held at the Cass County Center?
Yes, it'll be at the Cass County Community Center from 2 to 4 p.m.
All right. Now, anything else in March or April that you want to mention?
Yes. So our 4-H Endowment Pancake Supper is March 26th, and that is the group in Cass County that raises funds for 4-H. In Cass County, we don't have to pay the enrollment fee, which is $30 to participate in 4-H. That's a statewide fee that gets assessed, but we in Cass County are fortunate enough that we have groups to help eliminate that fee. So the Endowment Pancake Supper is the main fundraiser in the year that we ask everyone to come out and support that, and so we can help those 4-H'ers in Cass County.
Okay. Now I think you have a foundation committee. Are they the ones who sponsor that, or is that sort of another group?
Yes. Nope. The 4-H Endowment Committee is the one that sponsors that and puts that on every year on March. And this year it's on March 26th.
Okay. Let's talk a little bit about, you know, we're still sort of thinking first of the year, but a new year. But for 4-H, for people who would like to be in 4-H, they don't have to join in October or January or whatever, do they?
Nope. In Cass County, you can join 4-H at any time. If there's an interest there that you're kind of just wondering what 4-H is about, contact me at the Extension office and we can get you set in the right direction.
Okay. And what about age? When does the first kind of opportunity for 4-H come about?
In 4-H, we kindergarten through third grade is what we have is Clover Kids, and that's the non-competitive, just kind of come out, have fun, learn about that cooperative learning and working together. In fourth grade is when we start official 4-H, and that's when you know, we look at those community service projects, the leadership and the communication type of activities, that the typical 4-H things we think about.
Okay, and Clover Kids, how many groups are there? I think there's some different various groups.
Yes, we have nine Clover Kid groups in Cass County now. We just added another one this year. So they're all over the county. We have some down in Griswold. We have some up in Atlantic. We have some over in Anita and down in Cumberland. So anywhere you live in the county, there's probably a Clover Kids group close to you.
And when do they usually meet?
Depending on the group, usually the clubs meet once a month. Sometimes if they're affiliated with a regular 4-H club, they'll meet around the same time as them. But otherwise, they just have another group date that they get together.
Okay, and are they sometimes kind of related to school? I mean, meeting at school or those kinds of things?
We actually don't have any that meet at the school, but we have one of our groups down in Cumberland meets at the library, which is really convenient for that group because they have a good space, as well as they have the librarians and the volunteers that work with that. They provide awesome opportunities and activities for them.
All right, lots of different kinds of activities. And, of course, do you have the fair date? Somebody the other day asked me what the dates were for the Cass County Fair. Somebody told him it was going to be in August.
Oh, no, we're not to August yet. This year, the 2015 Cass County Fair will be July 23rd to the 28th.
All right. I said, I think they really want to end before August, you know, then because then right around the corner State Fair starts. So anyhow, that's good to know. And probably if you go to Cass County Extension website, you have all those dates on there.
Yes, it is on extension.iastate.edu/Cass.
All right. Thank you very much, Beth Earlbeck, for visiting with us this morning. She is the Cass County Youth Coordinator. And until next time, here's something to remember. Try to avoid complaints and self-pity, even if they're legitimate, because it just undermines your strength.